This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is The Morning Run with Xiaoning Philip and myself, Shazana. In the meantime, though, we are turning our attention to economic packages.
Yes, and because since the start of the pandemic, the government has introduced a total of 8 stimulus packages worth 530 billion ringgit, including fiscal injection totaling around 83 billion ringgit, all of which are benefiting about 20 million people and 2.4 million businesses nationwide. And in the second half of this year, a total RM10 billion cash aid will be disbursed under Pumule. But as the sector still remains closed, with no end in sight and millions having lost their jobs, are these packages really helping Malaysians to weather through this pandemic?
So this was a question that was supposed to be debated in Parliament last week, which was tragically cut short due to circumstances. So we're going to ask these questions now to Sri Muniati, Senior Manager for the Public Finance Unit at the Institute for Democracy and Economic Affairs, or also known as IDEAS. Uni, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. One of the largest amounts of direct fiscal injection from all the packages was spent on subsidy programs. Has this been effective in preventing retrenchments and providing aid to the rakyat?
If we look into the number of businesses closed, I think last November, about 30,000 businesses have closed, according to a report by the start. So if we look into that number, we can say that the impact has been minimal. But if you look into the number of unemployment rate, for example, by the Department of Statistics, it shows that this May 2021, the rate is 4%, and it's lower than the rate in May 2020, which is 5.3%. So it is possible that some of the workers probably have moved around, have found another job in other sectors, but it has not helped the business to stay long while it's reduced the unemployment.
Okay, so you say unemployment has improved, but businesses are feeling the pinch. So I'm just curious, what initiatives do you think the government should do or has already done, which is perhaps ineffective to help these businesses? And what should they continue if possible?
I think when it comes to businesses, say, for example, the entertainment industry, right? It's not about getting, you can stay, you can have, some assistance to maintain your operations. But if the customers, they don't come, so there's no income. So whatever assistance it is that are given to them, it will unlikely to help them sustain. So it is very important now that we speed up our vaccination process so the economy will be open by October as planned in the National Recovery Plan.
So I listen to you, right? We talk about this forgotten child in this country, and it's really businesses, especially small businesses, right? But I listen to you, it really isn't, the prescription isn't a stimulus package, but how do we get to a recovery and reopening, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. So I think as of now, this is the only way that we can move forward, while of course the government still continue. I think there are quite a number of liquidity injections, so grants, loans to small businesses, but it can help them up to a point where, the business need to start in order for them to sustain.
And looking at a specific segment of society, Uni, what about the B40? Do you think that the B40 segment is being neglected in the broader scheme of things?
I think neglected probably quite a strong word, but I think if we saw the stimulus packages, there are quite a significant number of initiatives given to B40, including those under the vulnerable groups, such as single mothers, disabled people, say for OKU, and then also the Orang Asli. So there are certain, quite a number of stimulus packages there. However, we don't know whether this is adequate to sustain them in the long run, right? Because there's only a little that the government can do, while the income of this group also, depend on the opening of the economy.
Yeah, Uni, you brought up an interesting point. You don't know whether it's been effective. So do we know whether the government has actually kind of back-tested or at least examined whether their initiatives work and don't work?
That's very difficult to say. I think Laksana report now, the one that actually quite consistent in reporting the progress of the stimulus packages, only report the amount of the money disbursed to the participant or to the target group. For example, we know that by early July, 400,000 companies have received wage subsidy program. However, we don't know like what's the percentage of these 400,000 actually stay in business or close down. The same with Grant Khas Prihatin. I think until mid-June, about 900,000 SMEs, and this is small businesses, right? Because Grant Khas Prihatin is for SMEs, have received the grant. However, whether they stay in the business, the Laksana report do not have any reports on that.
So really the issue is that there is reporting through Laksana. They are recording the disbursements, but we're not tracking the outcomes?
Yeah, I think that's safe to say for now. I think, of course, there are several, say, for example, TI, Transparency International, I think last month, made a study on to measure the effectiveness of the aid to the SMEs. Their numbers is quite good. So from 85%, for example, has received, but 6% of them feel that they actually use the grant for something else that it's actually given for them. So it's for other purposes instead of for the purpose that grant is supposed to be for. So there is a small, so say for example, Grant Khas Prihatin is probably to sustain the, you know, to wage subsidy, for example. It's possible, right? I'm not saying that this is the norm, but it's possible, for example, it's actually to pay the salary of the staff, but instead being used to pay rent, for example, or for something else, for other operating expenses.
Now, I want to change the conversation to transparency from the government side. Do you think that there has been enough disclosure in terms of how the government has spent their money over the 8 stimulus packages?
I think if we see our, I think we, IDEAS developed a database, Pantau Laksana database, we call it. We track the allocation that have been announced by the government so far. We also track the Laksana reports. So far, most of the program have been reported, but there are a number of quite, I would say 30% of the, or 25% of the programs are not well reported. So a wage subsidy program, for example, the big program like Grant Khas Prihatin, wage subsidy, they are quite well reported, but small programs such as, for example, if I don't remember correctly, many liquidity injections under SME or Tekun, they are not well reported, either because I guess the corresponding agencies have to report themselves, or it's not being captured by Laksana. And or they do their separate reporting.
And Uni, let's just talk about the future, because we know 12th Malaysia Plan is in September, budget is in October. Do you expect any more stimulus packages to address any gaps in the short term?
I hope so. I mean, we are still struggling, right? And many vulnerable groups are still struggling to face the pandemic. But I think one of the things that is missing actually from the previous packages is to have a sustainability or green perspective in the stimulus packages. I know that the government has tried to include more groups, say for example under Pemulih, right? So more initiative given to women, for example, and OKU. But I think moving forward, we should actually have some initiative to have a green recovery. Waste management, I think, during this pandemic has been a challenge, right? Like with more and plastic waste, for example, are being used. Medical waste are being more than before. So I think that there needs to be a plan for that, not only to tackle the environmental challenges, but also to create opportunities for businesses, right? There should be grants, for example, for private sectors to develop green businesses, mm-hmm. or training, for example, training for if private sectors want to, you know, want to venture into this. Other things, probably tax exemption, for example, for business premises or even housing premises that have have a green waste management, for example. Something like this, I think, needs to be included in the next stimulus packages or in budget 2021.
All right, Uni, thanks so much for weighing in on this issue. That was Sri Murniati, Senior Manager for the Public Finance Unit at the think tank Ideas, talking to us about some of the opportunities that she hopes will be exploited by the government in the next budget.
Yeah, I want to build on what Shani was asking about backtesting the outcomes of the stimulus packages. You really have to make sure that if we do implement it, that it's really channeled to the right person for the right outcomes and intentions. But the challenge you have, you see a lot of calls for this blanket give out of things, but that kind of doesn't follow that spirit then.
No, I think, you know, we're in phase one of the National Recovery Plan. We've been, what, 19 months into this pandemic. We have to be a little bit clever about how we disperse our stimulus. Blanket all approaches, clearly not necessary, maybe doesn't even work anymore.
BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.